This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the job go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
What are you thinking? Micro plant powder with iodine and probiotics for a total body detox for around $10 a month. HempUSA.org has 12 formulations of micro plant powder for absorbing and removing toxins from your kidneys, liver, blood, lungs, stomach, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes, oxygenates, kills parasites, does the job of 10 products. That saves you space, time, and money. Call 888-910-4367 only at HempUSA.org.
I bet you didn't know that some of you can live in Asia on just the amount of your new Obamacare premium increase alone. Shocking, I know. Options for early retirement, second or primary residence, visas, legal, business startup. Admit it, you've thought about it for years. It's time. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down-and-dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
It's not over until it's overcome. This is Govern America.
We're just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the third and final hour of Govern America. Nancy Levan is here. I'm Darren Weeks. And we're visiting again this hour with Chuck Koppus. He's the author of America's Financial Reckoning Day. We're talking about the economic crisis that we're all facing, the coming calamity here, both in the markets, in hyperinflation that may very well... You know, it's amazing to me that it hasn't happened already. We've been predicting this stuff for years, Chuck, and yet here we go. We're still talking about this in 2014. It seems like they have a lot of rabbits that they pull out of their hat in order to keep propping the system up and keep it going a little longer. But as we're seeing with these BRICS, BRIC nations, and of course Germany seemingly joining the BRIC nations in their efforts to move away from the dollar, it looks to me like we're closer now to the tipping point than we ever have been before. And it seems very apparent that, you know, unless there's some unforeseen thing, which is entirely possible, I mean, who would have thought that they could have kept this thing, this house of cards, propped up for so long? It's utterly amazing to me how these money magicians are able to work their little magic on the population of the world and engineer these things.
Well, you know, Darren, we've been on the radio. We've been talking for five or six years ago.
Yeah,
this is what there's a clip on my website, IDP website, called "End of the Road." In fact, they go to chuckkoppus.com. It's featured there, "End of the Road" clip, and it's just a movie, a documentary showing how we've kicked the can down to the end of the road, down the road, but now here it is, and especially the Social Security entitlements and all that, because that's called the third rail in politics. I write about that in chapter 3 in my book. And incidentally, chapter 8 of my book is a summary of 45 pages of contingency planning and things that people can be doing. So there's some helpful advice in the book. And of course, I've written my book from a Christian worldview that, you know, the darkest hour is before the dawn, and we expect to see some of these things lining up. I always say that when I say that the love of money is the root of all evil, I mean, that's an empirical fact, you know, but that's what the Bible says, and that's really what we're talking about studying here is central banking and how they operate. You know, they consider your deposit at a bank an asset and a liability. They run two books. They consider it the ownership. This violates the bailment laws. When farmers would put their grains in a silo, it said you could have possession of it, but you can't have ownership of it. Well, heck, the banks just take your money and they go out and lend it out 28 times at usury interest. So it's an asset and a liability. I go into that in chapter 1 of my book, The History of Money and How We Got Central Banking. It's an intriguing study. It's a very important study, by the way. This affects everything that we're trying to do. It's why we work. It's why we save money. We need to question what money is. Money should be a store of value. And it's not. Paper money cannot be. It all fails. And
are there better places to live in the world than others at this point?
Well, certainly. I think I tell my friends we're in the wrong country at the wrong time because of what you brought up earlier. You know, an emerging police state is not a very healthy thing for liberty, freedom, and, you know, quality of life. And there are other countries. You know, Doug Casey... lives in Argentina, course, they're about ready to have a bond default next week. They put it off for a month. So that's, I'm not so sure about that. I always thought New Zealand was a good place, or some of these places. Central America can be a little risky. Look at all the crime down there. There is crime. In fact, that's why the refugees are allegedly coming. But where does one go? Yeah,
the problem with that I have is that if everyone expatriates themselves, they head for the hills and leave the country, we basically doom the United States to go down in flames. And so that's the problem I have. I understand the desire that people have, and frankly, I'd be lying if I said that the thought didn't cross my mind.
Well, it's
crossed
my mind.
We know what's coming.
I write about that in chapter 8 of my book, that people can do that. We had last year, this year, in fact, a record amount, over 2,000 people expatriating. That's renouncing their U.S. citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
The reason they did that was the FACTA ruling, that went into effect July 1st, which the IRS imposing penalties on 70,000 offshore institutions to spy and harass American citizens and withhold 30% and become agents of the IRS and so on. See, we're the only country in the world that taxes on worldwide income, not territorial income like Canada and other, industrial nations. Mm-hmm. We want to confiscate as much money as we possibly can to help pay the interest on the debt pyramid that we're creating. We're the champions at this. We have $17 trillion of national debt. The global debt is $223 trillion, or 300% of the global GDP of $70 trillion. We're in a world of debt and fiat money that should scare everybody. And, of course, caused me to write my book. Admiral Michael Mullen, he said that U.S. debt is the single biggest threat to our national security. And that's why they're beefing up security in the U.S., because they see this coming. This is known in monetary circles as Triffin's Dilemma, by the way, and that was even brought up by the Chinese at G20 meetings frequently. And Triffin's, Robert Triffin was an economist in 1961. He worked at Yale and the Fed and the IMF, and he went to Yale and wrote a report. And the dilemma is that he observed that the nation issuing the reserve currency of the world must run trade deficits to supply the world with dollars for trade settlement. He said this would eventually lead to loose policy and a collapse of the dollar. And that is our reckoning day. And where do we go from here is the need for what they're calling a global monetary reset. Okay, there's a new book called The Big Reset by a Dutch author. And he says that this monetary reform will be either well-planned in advance, like it was at Bretton Woods in 1944, or it'll be hastily implemented on the back of a dollar crisis. And I do believe that it will be the latter. But, everybody loves a crisis, right? And you want to front-run this a little bit. The BIS is saying, oh, another crisis is coming, get ready. And we need to realize that. Where do we go for safety? Where do we live? My last blog finished with an interesting map of the Americans who are happiest and what state they live in and stuff. And if people submit their name and email on my website, sign up for my mailing list, I'll shoot that off to them. I think, I always say the Lord has us where he wants us to be. We have to just make the best of it right here in the U.S., but we need to be smart and prepare for these things. Warren Buffett.
People have to engage.
Yeah, Warren.
Because if we withdraw from... And I understand the people that talk about getting out of the system and all this, but if we withdraw from the system, we leave it to take down everybody who is still in the system. And then that's the problem that I have with that.
Yeah.
We have some callers piling up here. And so I'll tell you what, callers, just hang with us. And after the break, we'll go right to you. There's not really enough time to do it justice before the break. Chuck, we were talking earlier about inflation and the fact that you point out in your reports that the market's up 45% from 2000, while CPI is up 41%, and this is proof that the markets are not real. There's also the issue, as you mentioned, front-running. Michael Lewis came out with a book, Flash Boys. I know I used to have Bob Chapman on the show regularly here on Govern America, where he would talk about how the markets are rigged. And they front-run the market. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, this is rigged market capitalism. interesting. You know, I've done some charts in my blogs I sent out. In fact, the last one even, I did it again. We've had three versions of QE, QE 1, 2, and 3, 2000. You'll notice that, and in every chart where there was a recovery after the 2008 crisis, in March of 2009 was QE 1, and that's where you start to see the chart going up. When it faltered a little bit in 2010, well, they did it again. When it faltered last fall, they did it again. And it's been a steady rise, and you're just, you know, everybody's trading what the Fed is doing. This is what drives me crazy about central planning. You know, the notion of central planning, because the, you know, David Stockman's book is called The Great Deformation, The Corruption of Capitalism in America. This is what we have, folks. This is not free market, a free market. This is a rigged market, high frequency trading. You have front running and, dark pools and so on in that
book. Okay, all right, let's hold it right there. We'll take a quick time out. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us, folks. This is Governed America.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Get the newest book, Epigenetics, by Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and receive a free membership to purchase all products that Dr. Wallach formulated at wholesale prices. You'll also get a free CD of the most famous health lecture in the world, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Join the health revolution and learn to deal with health issues with all natural products. You'll receive all this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge at 888-311-4311 or Char at 800-969-9272. If you don't reach someone, just leave your name and phone number and your call will be returned. Again, you'll receive Dr. Wallach's book, Epigenetics, a free membership to enjoy wholesale prices on all of Dr. Wallach's products, and the CD, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, all for just $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge right now at 888-311-4311 or Char at 800-969-9272. Call now.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
All right, we're back. This is Governed America, visiting with Chuck Kappas, author of America's Financial Reckoning Day, ChuckKappas.com. That's Chuck, C-O-P-P-E-S.com. And you can get the book, America's Financial Reckoning Day, off his website or idpconsultinggroup.com as well. And join us in chat. There's a lot of people chatting in there. Chat.governamerica.com. Phone lines are stacked now, so I think we have one open line, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443, and let's go ahead and take Ed in Kentucky. Ed, you're up first. Hello, Ed.
Hello, Darren.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
This is Dan in Kentucky. And
oh, it's Dan in Kentucky, yes.
Yes, I wanted to thank you, Nancy, and Chuck for a great show, as always. And there's a good suggestion that people should buy and wear green Border Patrol hats because they scare the illegal aliens. People have had experiences where people leave fast food stores and they have help wanted signs that maybe legal Americans and Native Americans can get jobs there. Hello?
Yeah, I'm not sure I understand.
If people wear green Border Patrol hats, it scares the illegal
aliens. Oh, I see. Okay, I missed the first part of your comment.
That
Border Patrol.
Report them. And I had a question, and that way it scares people, and we are our own Border Patrol because the government isn't doing it for us. I had a question for Chuck. I've read about 770 accounts. For example, Wells Fargo has $19 billion in one, and other banks do too, and individuals can too. And these can get 5% or so, unlike normal bank accounts that get 0.5% interest or whatever. I'd like to know his comments on getting 770 accounts so people can keep up a little bit with inflation. And the other thing is every entity in government is legally required to have certified audited financial reports. I know people who have seen these, who have gotten them from inside people, leaks, or Freedom of Information Acts, and there is plenty of money available off the books. We are not broke because they have money for Agenda 21 or whatever they want to do, and mm-hmm. the CAFRs show where the money is. And I'll take my comment answers off the air, and thanks for your great show.
All right, thank you, Dan. I appreciate the call. Did you want to respond to that, Chuck?
Well, you know, at the commercial banks, it's estimated they have $15 trillion or more just sitting on the money there. Why are they doing this? They're not, the lending has become very strict for policy. They strengthen the regulations, and people can't qualify for lending because their credit's been destroyed in the 2008 subprime crisis and all that. Mm-hmm. And so they're just, this is what's preventing inflation from occurring in the first place, is you're not seeing the velocity of the money that's being printed, it's being set, they're sitting on it at the commercial banks. But in the same way, this is instructive because they're drawing down the MBS debt, the toxic mortgage-backed securities. That's part of QE, remember? Every month they're buying billions of dollars and taking those off the books of these banks. And they're trying to recapitalize them, they're really zombie banks. But the 770, I mean, you're getting 5%. You could probably get TIPS, Treasury inflation protected securities for about the same. But you know, real inflation is running higher than 5% anyway. You know, so you're really kind of losing. Plus, they're inflating, and you're taking a risk having the money in the bank in the first place. I would say with the bail-in legislation coming and now this new money market legislation, they're obviously planning to shut the doors. They're going to close the gates, said one one senator on this, and you know, if you want to be safe, I mean, I would get into metals, the safe haven. That's the smart trade. The central banks have been net buyers of gold since 2010. They've really reversed course, and of course, China's buying all the gold they can get in the world, India as well, and so on. So, I'd like to even touch on that, the battle that goes on in the metals market and how they manipulate the price down artificially so low right now, because it's really during just the day.
Yeah, gold has really taken a beating lately.
Well, these are bear raids. These are drive-by shootings. You know, this is what they do in the markets. There's mm-hmm. been investigations at the LIBOR, the London Gold Fix, you know, at Barclays just got fined. So they've been doing this for years, ever since the London Gold Pool of 1960 to 68, 61 to 68. And, you know, These people are manipulating the market, but they're not bigger than the market. Someday it's going to overtake them, and there's going to be some delivery defaults on gold and silver, and then you're going to see genuine price discovery. The silver London silver fix is due to expire in about 3 weeks, August 14th. It'll be electronically traded now or fixed in New York. I don't think there's going to be much improvement in that, but it just shows you that they're under scrutiny. In fact, mm-hmm. Germany's had to wait 7 years to get their gold. Something's very wrong.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up.
Very wrong with this picture. And of course, they did their own investigation last fall, BaFin, they call it, and they withdrew from the London gold fix, Germany did, and they couldn't sell their seat. It's kind of like a seat on the New York Stock Exchange. It's a privilege to be there. None of the banks wanted to even touch it, and they still don't. Because they know they're being watched, you know, for their criminal activity, and this really is defrauding investors, you know, because gold and silver should not be trading at the cost of production when you have a historic, you know, bull market going on. The U.S. Mint can hardly keep up with it, and so on. But
how long do you think this manipulation of prices are going to be able to? How long are they going to be able to keep that up?
Well, that's a good question. You know, we have Bill Murphy at Gata.org, the Gold Antitrust Action Committee, really watches this. He recently said about 6 to 12 months. In other words, they're stripping it at the margin, the supply of gold and silver. And, you know, it's just putting it on sale. It's artificially suppressing it. If you put flat-screen TVs on sale at Walmart for $49, you probably wouldn't have any left, you know.
Right.
It's very questionable reserves that we have at this point. You know, on April 29th, 2011, people might remember, there was a 30% plunge from silver down from $49 to $30. Imagine if the Dow dropped today 5,600 points. That wouldn't just be a small news story in the evening news. It would be investigated. They'd want to know what the heck went on. Last April 2013, the cartel dumped 500 tons of gold. This is paper now. Because it's all derivatives. It's now estimated that the silver derivatives is probably closer to 150 to 1
wow.
for every ounce of silver on deposit at COMEX. And Bob Chapman used to call it CRIMEX, I think. And, they don't have the metal. In other words, it's like musical chairs. There's too much paper trading against the real thing. So people really do need to get physical gold and silver. I deal in the bullion markets. They can see that at my website. But, you know, they're doing this out of desperation, folks. This is not strength on their part. This is absolute desperation. You got the BIS. The only answer to everything is to print money. Ecclesiastes 10:19 says the answer to everything is money. I think that should be their favorite scripture, right?
Yeah. Well, let's go back to the phones, Chuck, because I don't want to run out of time to take some more calls. Renee in North Carolina. Renee, you're up next.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, everybody says we, you know, should not play the right-left paradigm or whatever and divide and conquer. But I find that even people within this movement play it every day. Every day I hear different people.
Hey, Renee, can you hold on? I'll hold you over the break. I gotta take the quick bottom of the hour break. Then we'll try to step up the calls here on the other side of the break as time goes by very quickly. This is Government America visiting with Chuck Koppes. ChuckKoppes.com. That's COPPES. ChuckKoppes.com. We'll be back in a moment here on Govern America. Stay with us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or US. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
This dollar bill you gave me ain't hardly worth the page it's printed on. The reason is it isn't lawful money, and the truth is stated plainly in this song. Paper money, paper money. It's a federal trick without a tree.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. Chuck Kappas is here with us. Nancy Levin is here as well. And it's good to have you joining us. We have the phone call stacked, but there's still some time to get you on. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. For the break, I had to cut to Renee a little bit short there. She's in North Carolina. Renee, go ahead and make your point or ask your question.
Okay. Well, you know, although the bankers are robbers in suits, okay, there's no doubt about that, but I don't think they're ultimately to blame, and I disagree with all the people who say that they are, because you can't buy what's not for sale, and they can do what they do without the collusion of government officials and people in government. So, you know, yeah, they're robbers, but like I say, they allow them to do it. Harry Markopoulos proved this in his book, No One Would Listen, when he went to report the guy, I can't think of his name right now, to the SEC. So the thing is, and the thing is, the so-called Patriot Movement, by not focusing on who's really to blame, they really are playing the divide and conquer game that they condemn, because I'm always hearing, well, it's the bankers' fault, the Catholics' fault, the Jews' fault, the brown people's fault, the progressives' fault. One group I've never heard blame, although they have held most of the power positions in this country, are the WASP. Because, you know, they don't, everybody is biased and wants to point the finger at a different demographic group. We have to come together and quit splintering ourselves. It's the criminals in governments. The bankers could not have done this without the people we hired to oversee them and keep them honest, colluding with them. It was, you know, they pushed this, they pushed the Federal Reserve through in 1913, and how many thousands of government workers have not fixed it for over 100 years?
Yeah, I agree with you, actually, Renee. I actually agree with you, and I think that we need to get away from this groupism and focus on the individuals that are actually doing it. You know, Chuck, did you have anything you wanted to add?
Well, we can't oversimplify that it's just blaming one group, or the central bankers, or the Jews, or the Jesuits, or the, you know, whatever. You know, I really think it comes down to collectivism. We're really in a battle between collectivism versus individualism. There's no such things as group rights, for example. It's individual rights. The government is here to protect life, liberty, and property, and the political class that we have now is reckless in this manner. Oath Keepers did a survey, for example, that 90% of law enforcement has never read the Bill of Rights or the Constitution. You know, we can't expect to have protect the liberties we have if we're going to be ignorant. In fact, Jefferson said we cannot be ignorant and free at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we need to be aware of these things. But when you look at it, the Federal Reserve is more of a, in the 1911, they considered it a money trust. Charles Lindbergh confronted that evil at the time. And so we really have that today with the 22 primary dealers of the Federal Reserve. They are, you know, 16 of the 22 are U.S. banks, and they're all too big to fail. This is the corruption of American capitalism that's happened. We need
it's more like too big to jail. That's
too big to jail, that's the problem. Precisely.
Anybody
yeah,
that's ever tried to bring these people to justice ends up dead, you know, well, and that's a real problem. Renee, I appreciate your call. Thank you so much. Let's go to Vicki in Idaho. Vicki, you're up next.
Hi. I have a question for Chuck about his definition of inflation. He called it the velocity of money. And when I learned the definition of inflation, it was too much money chasing too few goods, which caused the price of goods to rise. So it was rising prices that was the definition of inflation. But what we have now really is that we have a lot of money in circulation, but it's all in the hands of a very few people. So can you reconcile that for me?
Yeah, no, you're correct. It's the increase in the money supply, and it's the velocity of money is the turnover, but it's being held by the banks right now. Trillions of dollars is being parked in these banks to write down their mortgage-backed security and toxic debt and so on. You know, at some point that has to be released, and that's inflation, said Friedman, is always a monetary event created by central banks. You know, and when Greenspan said recently publicly that bubbles are created by human nature, he was deflecting, you know, the damage that he inflicted for 14 years.
Yeah, he's responsible for the entire housing bubble.
Yeah, Henry Hazlitt has said, you know, inflation is something they promised to fight with, they create with their left hand, but they promised to fight it with their right hand. Right now, the Fed has a target of 2%. We have a target of 2% inflation. Why did they always have to have inflation? If you compound that over 40 years, that's 80%, you know, destruction of the purchasing power of your money, and you worked a lifetime for that, and now it's worth, you know, much less. They don't and they cannot have deflation. That's called pushing on a string. because bad outcomes occur. In fact, at that point, the debt becomes more expensive. See, by inflating the currency, we have a debt-based economy. For every bond that's created, it's with interest. And so new money has to be created just to pay the interest on the bond. And now you're just creating a huge debt pyramid, and we're trapped into this debt-based society. And they must have
Chuck,
inflation, you know, to
if
do
I,
that.
If I could, I'd like to expand upon the deflation thing for a moment, because I think that that's not as well understood. I think most people understand that inflation is rising prices due to the fact that the dollar is decreasing in value. But this deflation thing, my understanding of that is out of control dropping of prices, which cause economic calamities due to the fact that when people see prices dropping, they won't spend any money. And they wait to buy things, and it basically will cause the entire system to collapse. Do I have an accurate grasp on that, or is there something else I'm missing?
Well, deflation is a contraction of the money supply, or, you know, less spending. In this case, consumer spending and so on. There's been a bill right now that by Bill Huizinga in Michigan and Scott Garrett, to actually put political limits on the spending of the Federal Reserve to create inflation. And that would create deflation. And Jim Rickards noted that the only way to break deflation is for the U.S. to declare, at that point, an executive order and make gold at $37,000 an ounce. The reason for that is to pay down their debt. They always have to have inflation to pay the debt down with increasingly devalued dollars, you know, making the debt lower. Deflation makes it more expensive. They don't want that because bad outcomes occur. Historically, we look in the 1930s, we had the rise to Hitler and Mussolini and, you know, social programs in America and so on. You can really look back. So a deflation has bad outcomes in society. They have spent their arrows, by the way. There's no more policy tools they have left. They have zero interest rate policy. They're going to extend this out to 2015. And they can't have the interest rate go up because then they would have to, it would raise the 10-year Treasury benchmark. Normally is 5 or 7%, not 2.5, and they'd have to start servicing our national debt at a much higher rate. And that would, you know, let's put it this way: the Federal Reserve right now is trapped. If it tapers, it's going to lead to market downturn and deflation. If they continue with their policy, it's going to lead to inflation. Either way, bad outcomes for the Federal Reserve and their crowd.
It does seem like they've spent, like as you put it, they spent their arrows. But man, I'll tell you what, these people are really clever when it comes to doing this. Vicki, did you have anything else that you wanted to add?
Yeah, I do, and I'll take the answer off the air. But I'm wondering if everything that they're doing with the currency, you know, accumulating money in the banks, draining our economy, is for the purpose of moving to an entirely new economic basis, trading unit based on energy, essentially technocracy. Because it seems to me that they've done everything they can to blow out the dollar, and our government and the Federal Reserve are complicit in that. And it looks to me like that they're moving to a new basis.
Okay, I'll tell you what. We'll let Chuck respond to that after the break. Thank you, Vicki. Appreciate the call. Folks, we got to take a time out. And when we come back, Chuck will respond to Vicki, and we'll get to the other calls. Stay with us. This is Government America on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back.
Love America. Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
We're back in the home stretch of the broadcast already. Hard to believe, but we have a few more calls on the line. We'll take as many of those as we possibly can. Chuck, before the break, Vicki Davis was on the line. She was talking about, asking you the question, basically, are they moving toward a technocratic money system? Do you think that this is what the game plan is? We've seen some of these, I guess what I would consider to be a forerunner to that, which would be Bitcoin, which is widely loved and revered in many patriot circles. But I look at that as being kind of a trap because this is exactly where it looks like to some, and maybe you're one of those people that think that's where they're wanting to take. What do you think of this idea? Do you think that might be the game plan?
Well, real quick, cryptocurrency is a threat to the fraction reserve system we have in the world today, so that's not likely to be a standard, but it is an alternative, and I'm a proponent of that because it's very decentralized. It's a very libertarian idea. Her question's a pretty big one, you know, about technocracy, and you'll have to get Pat Wood on here pretty soon. He's finishing his new book on that topic. But, you know, in Eisenhower's farewell address, you know, he warned about the military-industrial complex. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And he said we need to be on guard, you know, against the acquisition of unwarranted influence in politics.
Certainly.
And it will persist. And he said that was a threat. But he said that we must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific, technological elite. That was said in 1961, people. And we've come a long way since then in that movement towards technocracy, which means a rule of the skilled. But technocrats in Europe and so on, and they're, you know, they just basically want to be unelected officials and issuing carbon credits and things like that. This is a preview of things to come, probably with the cashless society, which the Bible speaks about and so on. She brings up a good point there. But I think on the way to there, we're going to, they're proposing really a special drawing, reviving the special drawing right out of the IMF, which is a basket currency. It's a heavily traded or weighted towards the dollar and the euro in that basket. They're going to calibrate that again next year. And I really think what we're facing is in light of a dollar fiscal monetary crisis that's going to affect the U.S. dollar being dumped on world markets, and hyperinflation would be when that occurs with our bond market as well, then out of default, Europe would rise in prominence. And Jim Rickards noted that fact in his new book, Death of Money, in Chapter 5. He and I did a radio program together, and Europe is really in better shape than we are. Someone said when you point a finger, there's three pointing back, and I call them Moody's, Fitch, and S&P rating cartel. We're going to get nailed, you know, because we've already been downgraded, you know, August 2011, and we're really facing becoming uncreditworthy and defaulting, sovereign debt defaults, like happening right now in Portugal. That the subtitle of my book is How to Survive America's Monetary and Political Decline. They really go together, as Franz Pick said, economist, the destiny of a nation and a nation's currency are one and the same. And that doesn't bode very well for the U.S. dollar.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's take Warner in Canada. Warner, you're up next.
Good afternoon, Darren, and good afternoon to your guest. Well, as I say, we have to keep it simple. And what it boils down to, too many wannabes, not enough worker bees left. And the ones that have been worker bees, they got more and more discouraged by the wannabes, by the speculators. And this is basically what has been taking the economy down here in North America. And then this attitude about the entitlement by too many people. We're dealing basically with especially a North American greed pandemic.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to find anybody here that disagrees with you.
Yeah.
And what do you do when there is a pandemic? You isolate the diseased region, in this case, the diseased regions of the globe. And the first one that comes in mind is what happens here in North America, you know, with this entitlement.
Where are you from, sir?
With, so many...
He's in New Brunswick, Canada.
Oh, he's in Canada. Okay. Well, you got a socialist state there, too. You know, Basquiat said the state is the great fiction by which everybody tries to live at the expense of everybody else. What you're really describing there is moral hazard. You know, we've created these incentives in society, and people are, you know, gaming the system as far as the welfare state in the United States. And, you know, last two elections prove that. But I don't know how you – I mean – we don't need more regulations. It's just a concentration of power on Wall Street. We have a you know a plutocracy, a rule of the wealth, and so I really am at the point of just preparing or being prepared for what we see coming. And if other agencies of the government are getting ready, and the BIS is you know issuing reports, and the IMF, and so on. Even Yellen a month ago said in testimony that our debt is unsustainable, and that's, you know, but we need to get out of harm's way, and that's why perhaps if we have just a minute, Darren, we could talk about some things people ought to be doing right now in terms of getting prepared for that sort of thing. But maybe you want to take one more call there.
Yeah, I got a couple calls on the line. Warner, thank you so much. I appreciate it. We're running out of time. Elsie in New Jersey. Go right ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead. You're on the air.
Can any one of you please explain where does our money go when we pay income taxes? Does it go directly to the Federal Reserve? Or I hear all kinds of conflicting ideas, but where does our money go when we pay these taxes, illegal as they are?
Well, I can let Chuck answer that, but I got my own answer to it. I think the only reason why we really have an income tax is to tax money out of circulation. But Chuck, what do you think of that?
Yeah, precisely the point. In fact, it's very important to note that the 16th Amendment was passed in February 1913, and they had to get that in place or precede the Federal Reserve Act in December 1913. Because they needed the means, if they're going to have the ability to expand the money supply, they needed a way to contract the money supply. So your taxes out there, really, when it gets sent to Washington, it's extinguished. It doesn't pay anything.
Are they coming to get you there, Elsie? Sounds like the
they took
cops
him away.
Yeah, maybe they did take him away. All right, let's take one more call here. Mike in Maryland, go right ahead, sir.
Hey, great show, great guest. Thanks for taking my call. I'm sure you all heard about how that French bank, whose name escapes me right now, was fined $9 billion for helping to facilitate the transfer of money to sell a couple of destroyers to Russia. Now, here's the question I have. Jim Willey, in an interview with Greg Hunter, said that, of course, not only did they have the fine slapped on them, but they also forbade them from trading in dollars, which to me didn't make any sense. Why would our government do that? And according to Jim Mulley, and I think this is speculation on his part, the reason is because the real reason the sanctions were slapped on them and the forbearance of them trading in dollars was because they were helping to facilitate other countries sell the treasury bonds, and they didn't want them to sell treasury bonds themselves and help other people to sell treasury bonds. What do you think about that possibility?
Yeah, Jim Willey's on top of this story. You know, we just recently fined the PBN Paribas Bank in France $9 billion for supplying warships to Russia. And then the French Prime Minister, Finance Minister, came out and said, I don't know why we are using the dollar. We should be trading in the euro. And there is a huge statement made, dropping the dollar for trade settlement. And of course, Jim Willey's very much aware of the petrodollar dynamics. We didn't touch on that today, but there is a report at both of my websites, a 20-page report on the petrodollar. If you want to download that, sir, I'd recommend you do that. Take a look at that, okay? Yeah, that's an important point. You know, it's just increasingly more we're going into a de-dollarized world. There's currency swaps outside. There's not, to be a reserve currency, it has to be very used in the world. About 40-50% of currency reserves are in the dollar, and world trade has been structured in the dollar, but it's being
chipped
away.
Okay, we've got about a minute left, Chuck.
Thank you. Yeah,
thank you, Mike. I appreciate your call. Any final thoughts in the final minute that we have here?
No, I always refer in my lectures, you know, to the 4 G's. You know, people get prepared. We need to break out of the normalcy bias, God, guns, gold, and groceries, and, you know, get some real money, get some store of value, protect yourself, get outside the banks, get some supplies, the necessary supplies that you need for a crisis of this magnitude. Home defense, lower your exposure to the banks with cash reserves, and just have that in low denomination. There's other things at my website, idpconsultinggroup.com, if they want to see what I call an investment pyramid, you know, that they could consider doing.
Yeah. All right, good. America's Financial Reckoning Day, you can get it at chuckkappas.com or idpconsultinggroups.com. Pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. Thank you so much, Chuck, for being here. God bless you, folks, and we'll talk to you next week. With financial